John, here we are already hurtling towards September and towards the business end of the cricket season. Sometimes you wonder where the time's gone, but there's been a lot of cricket played, but you've still got four important games to come in the county championship.
Yeah, four championship games. It's basically a quarter of the season. So it's not like we're winding down by any stretch of the imagination. And with the table not really sorting itself out yet, there's still an awful lot to play for.
Very tight. I mean, going into the match at home to Warwickshire, there was something like 14 points between you and Yorkshire in second spot. You were third bottom. Victories for Yorkshire against Nottinghamshire have helped your situation in that. Notts are now 35 points behind you, and you've got a game in hand on them, and you've got a 14-point gap on Hampshire, similarly with a game in hand.
Yeah, you keep thinking each week things will settle themselves down a bit, but they don't. It doesn't get much clearer. We're trying to look up rather than down. I think after the draw against Warwickshire, which was it could have been sort of uglier for us, to be honest. Losing in most of day three probably helped us a bit, but we still had to scrap really hard to get that draw. But that probably enables us to keep looking up, not look over our shoulders too much, and look at what we can achieve rather than what we need to avoid.
That losing that third day was, it took away the possibilities really of a victory for either side, and it probably more so Warwickshire than you, but you would have had a lot of fighting to do to get yourselves into a commanding position to try and turn it on its head and win it.
With the day three we might have had a chance of batting past them, as we did down at Edgbaston with a big first innings deficit to win that game. Once that day had gone, we really were just playing for a draw. It was always going to be tough, to be honest, and it looks comfortable because we only lost the three wickets and one of those quite late on, but I think it's a credit to Mark Stoneman and Scott Borthwick how easy they made it look, and how Warwickshire decided quite early that they weren't going to get through us, and they wanted to call it quits.
Yeah. Does it make it any easier for you after so many weeks on the road with the T20 quarterfinals, finals day in Birmingham, two away games in the county championship as well, to actually have two matches back to back at home, for the players to be able to leave the Riverside on an evening and go back to their own beds?
Yeah, it's quite nice to get a bit of home cricket. It's also quite nice to, although obviously disappointed that the white ball season is over, it's nice to just have red ball cricket to focus on. We looked at the last five games of the season in the championship as being like a mini season for us. Started it with a draw, not a particularly strong draw, but a good fighting draw in some respects. And then with four games to go, trying to build on that.
Still nearly 100 points to play for. It's about 88 points to go with four matches. It was about this time last year where Hampshire were written off and they managed to survive at Worcestershire's expense. Although Nottinghamshire looked like they're marooned at the bottom, a victory could turn things around. You've got to go into this and take it very seriously and not think that they're dead and buried.
Yeah, they're obviously in a bit of trouble and they've had a run of poor results, and we've managed to arrest our run of results with the draw last week. But as I say, we do feel we're in a position with the table as it is that we can still keep looking up and looking at where we can finish in a positive note, not on the bits that we're trying to stay away from.
And bodies wise, same squad to choose from really, because you know, with players away with England and whatnot.
Yeah, we lose one unfortunately. Barry's away with Ireland, which isn't ideal. Nice for him maybe, but to be representing Ireland in the big game against Hong Kong. it does make a bit of an impression on
Stuart's stay, though. The wicketkeeper stays.
Stuart hasn't been selected for that squad, so Stuart remains in the squad.